HomeAdvisor.com. That's Handyman.HomeAdvisor.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at NepsisCapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation in cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon as we broadcast today from Nashville, Tennessee, the music city. Martha, can you just hear it's like the music vibrates in the air here in Nashville, doesn't it?
It does, but we need to go hear some music.
We should. Maybe we should.
You know, it's so crazy. We do all this traveling. We go to all these different cities and people
are
like,
cities.
Did you go here? Did you go there? We're like, no, we're in a room doing radio interviews with all the wonderful people. But once in a while, we need to get out and check it out a little bit. But people can call in, Jim, and get a hold of us at our Honor I Work For Him listener line. I want to just remind people that that's a great way for them to connect with us. And let us know what's going on in their life. Maybe they have something to share. Maybe they just found us and they want to hear, they want to tell us what's going on in their life and how God is working in their workplace. Maybe share a testimony or two. And our listener line's a great way to do that. 866-713-9675.
And that's 866-713-WORK. We'd also love for you to connect with us online on our website, iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. We would love for you to consider joining the I Work For Him Nation. When you go out to our website, iworkforhim.com, a flag will pop up and it says, join the nation. And what that is, it's not a club that you join. It's not something you pay for. It's a commitment that you make to be a change agent in your workplace by praying for those that you work alongside each and every day, looking for ways to serve them over and above what your job requires you to do, looking for ways to befriend people outside of the workplace where real relationships can develop, all along looking for ways to pray with people when you notice you're having a down day. But of course, being a person of excellence in your position, because every Christ follower should be the best, the most incredible employee in their position, in their workplace, whether they're the boss or they're somewhere down the totem pole, they should be the example of excellence because that's what God does in our lives. That's the I Work For Him Nation. Go out to iworkforhim.com, click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Hey, it's important to note that the following show is made possible through a synergistic partnership with C12 Music City. That's Dewey Green. I don't know why Dewey. I have a hard time with that. Dewey Green. Maybe it just doesn't flow very well. We need to change that or something.
Change his name? No.
Dwayne Murray and Trent Messick, as these guys from C12MusicCity.com have provided a whole bunch of incredible interviews. We also want to thank Lipscomb University, Lipscomb, as they say it, Lipscomb University, Lipscomb.edu, for providing a place for us to do the broadcast, to do the recording, and to meet all these neat people. And they provided incredible, Dewey Green provided incredible barbecue and for lunch today, just amazing. And of course, Alexandria, she provided Mountain Dew for me. That was fantastic. All right, so physical fitness, what does that have to do with the kingdom? And what does that have to do with corporate wellness? What does it have to do with anything? It just seems like, I don't know, it makes me feel guilty every time I think of being physically fit. Well, Dewey Green, you have thought that we needed to hear this story. And it has to do with physical fitness, but also the incredible story of Jesus in a young lady's life. Why don't you introduce our guest today, Dewey Green with C12MusicCity.com.
Jim, thank you. We're joined this afternoon by Brandy Binkley, who is the owner and operator of PhysioFit of Nashville. My thrill for having her here, specifically for choosing her, is she is a woman deeply engaged in her business. She's fierce about her business. And there is no one in C12 who loves Jesus more than Brandy does.
Wow, Brandy Binkley, welcome to I Work For Him.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for that fantastic intro, Dewey. I really appreciate it.
Brandy,
you should have seen her face when you were talking about feeling guilty and all of that. You're going to have to work.
The last exercise we got was in Minneapolis 7 days ago, 8 days ago, when we had to walk down the street for a mile. Other than that, it's been...
We've been on a road trip.
We can
fix
that
today.
So
we're in the car.
Nope, it's raining. Can't do it now.
You can do anything anywhere.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I bet we can.
All right. So, Brandy, we always ask our guests this question to start off every show. It's as simple as this. How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Oof. That one gets me in the gut. Had a staff person from Campus Crusade for Christ come to my dorm room and knock on the door when I was in college, freshman year. And I had, I'll use quote unquote loosely received Christ as a younger person around the age of 15. But to really understand a relationship with Jesus and to know the Holy Spirit were very different things than going through the motions with church. And so she came to my dorm room and she said, "Hey, my name's Sandy and I'm a staff person with the Campus Crusade for Christ. And I know you're new on campus and I'd love to get to know you." And she set up a Bible study with me and a handful of other women. And she poured into us once a week, at least in a formal Bible study. And then, in activities outside of that Bible study. And I had brothers in Christ that her husband led and just a great community around me at the university. And that's really where my relationship with Jesus truly started to develop strongly.
So talk to us about, you graduated from college?
I did.
And which college did you go to?
Well, I graduated after a stint in the military. So, I ended up graduating actually from McNeese State University and then doing a distance learning for our master's at LSU.
Okay. So military. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the military. How did the Lord suck you into the military?
Well, it was through Campus Crusade also.
Know that they were recruiting for the military.
No, I know. God just really moved in my heart. I had gone on a summer missions trip called Summer Project with Campus Crusade. And it was my freshman year of college during the summer. So between freshman and sophomore year. And
Summer Project, what is, that's where they like go.
It's an 8 week missions trip that you can do stateside or you can do a stint overseas. But I did mine stateside and of all places, Newport Beach, California. And, it was the first time I had come into contact just being a Southern girl. You grow up knowing the name Jesus. Whether you go to church or not, everybody's heard the name Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when I got out to California and met lots of people who had never even heard the name Jesus, and like now it still breaks my heart to think, oh my goodness, like I wouldn't have survived as a kid without knowing the name Jesus. I mean, God was there walking me through my childhood and then through college. And so anyway, I came back from that missions trip and was really... bored, and I felt a really significant lack of significance. Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel like I was really doing much in the world that made a difference. And I'd always been a big patriot and supporter of our military. I loved what they did. And of course, I was a fan of Top Gun. So naturally, I gravitated towards the Navy. But I didn't tell anyone. I didn't tell a soul. And I went to see a recruiter. And he said, "Do you want to be the 25th female rescue swimmer?" And I went, "Ever?" And he said, "Ever." And I went, "Sign me up." And so 3 months later, I left. And I went home and told my Bible study girlfriends, and they all cried. And we're just, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And I knew that God wanted me to share his love in the military. And so I went and made it through school. And I ended up getting injured, which was really... hard. It was a really emotional time for me because I just had it in my head that God wanted me to go to the military to share his love, but also to be a rescue swimmer. And when those dreams were crashed by an injury, I got reassigned to an F-18 squadron. But little did I know he would have me start a Bible study on that base and get to lead three different women to Christ. So that was exactly why he led me there. He didn't lead me in to be a rescue swimmer. He led me in to work in an F-18 squadron to share the love of Jesus with other female soldiers.
Wow. Yeah. So I have to assume that you were already a swimmer.
No.
No.
I wasn't. I wasn't. The only... I had a friend in our brother Bible study who was a swimmer at Western Kentucky. And I remember saying to him, Matt, I have no idea what I'm doing. I can run. I can do push-ups and pull-ups. I can PT all day long, but the water is foreign to me. And so he said, do you know how to doggy paddle? And I said, yeah. And so he gave me a few tips. But truly, the swimming came along more while I was in school. I had a gunny sergeant who pulled me aside after class one day, and he looked at me and he said, you've never swam a day in your life, have you? And I said, other than doggy paddling, absolutely not. And he said, okay, stay after. And he helped me. He coached me up some so that I could pass my test.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. When we come back, the rest of the story as Brandi Binkley shares her story and where we get to the story of GetPhysioFit.com. And her involvement with the guy named Dewey Green and the C12 group here in Nashville, Tennessee. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we broadcast from Nashville, Tennessee at the headquarters at the University of Lipscomb. No, how about Lipscomb University?
There you go.
University of Lipscomb sounds funner. We'll be right back. Wow, I just said funner on the radio. We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. officepridefranchise.com.
Bel Air Wealth Management is a loyal I Work For Him radio partner, committed to helping clients maintain an eternal perspective regarding finances. Wealth advisors Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz have dedicated themselves to biblically responsible investing. When you invest with Bel Air Wealth Management, you can rest assured your dollars align with God's heart. Call Luke Andrews at 727-798-4188 or find Luke and Dave online at bwmadvisors.com. That's bwmadvisors.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community. blesseveryhome.com. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com. blesseveryhome.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast from Nashville, Tennessee at the university, which is called Lipscomb University. You can check it out online, lipscomb.edu/business, the Center for Business as Mission. That's where we're at. Rob Touchstone and his team have made it possible for us to be here today. And it was really because Dewey Green worked really hard in order to get us some incredible interviews. Dewey Green with C12MusicCity.com. Dewey, talk to me about why. Why are we talking to Brandi Binkley today? What was it about her story that you want to make sure our listeners get to hear?
She just said something that should not go unnoticed. This is a girl that didn't know how to swim. But she wanted to be there because she felt like God was going to place her there to be a vessel. And she's entered C12 as a fairly small business and has been fierce at the table. There is nothing that she gives less than 100% at doing, both on the business side and also breathing God into the life of those she works for and those she cares for at PhysioVet.
Brandi Binkley, as you were in the Navy, as you were learning to go from doggy paddle to doing the breaststroke and doing all this other stuff, that was an interesting workplace to live out your faith. Not exactly a pro-Jesus kind of workplace, the Navy.
No, but it makes it really easy to see where the pain is.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of emptiness, you know, and you're surrounded by it. And I remember flying into my first command after my knee injury. So I was told that I wasn't going to be able to be a rescue swimmer and devastated. And I'm flying into New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'd never been there before. And I look out the window of the plane and I see a massive blanket of darkness, but it was broad daylight outside. And you could just feel it. Spiritually, you could feel it. And I just remember thinking, okay, God, it's not about me being a rescue swimmer. This is so much more than about me being a rescue swimmer. So I'll plow. And that's what he sent me there to do.
To plow.
To plow.
What do you mean?
Show up. To just show up and be obedient and listen. To be the best soldier I could be. To be the best coworker, best teammate I could be. And I think through that, people see something different in you. And that's Jesus. That's the work of Jesus. And I think that's something that's grossly underutilized and understood in the Christian faith, is that we're called to work. Like we're called to be 100% all the time. And if Jesus could be 100% on the cross, why can't I be 100% when I don't have nails stuck through my hands? Like I can be 100% for the kingdom. And, I feel like anything less than that is really, letting God down.
So you're in the Navy, but now you're on, you're in a fighter. You said
it was an F-18 fighter squadron. F-18
fighter squadron. How did, you know, I understand, what was your job?
I worked, in a, segment called ECAMS, or they've changed it now, SAME. And, basically it's a, kind of high tech version of logs and records. And so you basically, we would take the black box off the jet and they would bring it to my office. And so I sat in there by myself a lot. But then I had another job within the squadron where I sat in a room full of our leaders. So maintenance officer, squadron senior chief, and squadron assistant maintenance officer. And so being around those leaders gave me an opportunity to share, not directly share, like I never sat down with them and said, hey, let me tell you about the love of Jesus, but I had an opportunity to live it out in my life every day. And they saw that. There are many, many times where, you just have to be nimble. I believe that you have to be a little nimble with, hearing the Spirit and just answering the call to, do I go direct or do I listen and love? And so sometimes it's direct and sometimes it's listening and loving. And so I got to do a little bit of both in the squadron, which was really cool.
So you said you were running a Bible study.
Yeah.
At the base, and you're influencing people there. How did all of that move to this whole physical fitness thing? What were you doing within the Navy that, I mean, I know you said you already loved to do all the other stuff except for swim when you got in there. How did God use that, your love for physical fitness, within the Navy?
Well, after losing my position as a rescue swimmer, I was really sad and I got a little fat and, I got a little just depressed and, I was just finishing a quiet time one morning. I was sitting in front of my mirror getting ready for work and I remember looking up at myself and going, this is not where God wants you to go. It's wrong for you not to take care of your body, Brandy. And, I felt convicted about it. And I knew that God didn't want me to be a size one, maybe, but he wanted me to try to take care of myself. I'm called to do that. And so, I started losing a lot of weight. I didn't know a lot at the time, but I knew you couldn't drink wild cherry Pepsi and eat Snickers and lose weight. And so, I did the basics.
Hide the Mountain Dew.
You had to hide out the wild cherries.
Hide the Mountain Dew. Yeah.
So I knew that I couldn't have the crazy stuff. And so I just made simple, basic changes. And that's hysterical. There's actually a 4-pack going up under the table right now. I knew that I couldn't, and there's no judgment with that, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sure. I didn't feel judged at all.
It's all self-inflicted.
I knew that I couldn't eat poorly and not move, you know, like in an organized fashion and lose weight and feel my best. And so I just started making the small changes. And I still ate at the galley every day and all that. And I went walking at night until I was comfortable enough to run for distance. And so I started doing that and just self-teaching. and I lost a lot of weight. And my lead petty officer in the squadron noticed that I was losing a lot of weight. And he just said, he was going, Binkley, what are you doing? You need to help us. Like, all of our sailors need to lose some weight, you know? And so I started leading PT in the squadron, and I realized that God was using me there to lead the group of people to help them feel better. And so there's so much emotional connection between physical fitness and our spirit that people are completely unaware of. And so I feel like God gave me an extra level of emotional intelligence when I was doing that, because it allowed me to see people where they were and to understand that this is a struggle for every human, whether they're super fit or they're super out of shape, and that I could use it as a way to love them.
I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, God's using all of the things that you were naturally good at and the experiences he's taken you through to touch the lives of other people. Mm-hmm. And we're talking today with Brandy Binkley. She has got a website. I'd love you to check out getphysiofit.com, getphysiofit.com. Make sure you check her out. And how did you get from, how many years did you do in the Navy?
5 years.
5 years in the Navy. Okay. And then, I mean, was there more armed services after that? Or, I mean, talk us through your story. How did you get to PhysioFit?
I left the Navy, finished my 5 years, and went back to school and finished undergrad. And then started doing a little market research in Louisiana and realized that that was not the place for me to start a business. I wanted to do personal training, and I had done a little bit of it while I was an undergrad, but I wanted to do this full time. And so I had a mentor who, part of the way through college, said, she's the one who told me to start personal training. She said, you're really good with people and you need to use your gifts to help people feel better. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing that. And again, I realized that in undergrad, I was not going to be able to open a business in Louisiana. The people are wonderful. They just don't spend money on things like that. So did some market research on Nashville, which is home for me. And the market looked amazing. And I moved back here, started training. I had five sessions my first week, and quickly filled up. Within 4 months, I was booked, and I kept a waiting list for about 4 years. And I realized that God was wanting me to do more. I went to the owner of the gym that I was working at here, and I said, hey, listen, I want to grow. I'm giving clients away all the time. I'm not benefiting from it. They're not necessarily benefiting from not, you know, getting exactly what they're wanting. And so how can we partner? And he said, there's no way we can partner. I want to do this still on my own. And I said, okay, God, I guess you want me to do something outside of this. And so start my own business. And so I saved for a long time, and I toiled a little bit, and I've committed to never using their names, but there was a family who kept coming to me and saying, Brandy, we want to help you start your business. And I'm going to get choked up talking about it, but they said, God has given us a lot, and we believe it's our responsibility to help people start their dreams, especially when they want to honor the kingdom. And so I kept saying, well, thank you. I was really proud and prideful. And I was like, thank you. That's so nice. I, you know, could never do that, but thank you. It's so kind of you. Da, da, da. That went on for about 8 to 10 months. And then, Christmas came around, and, the mom and wife of the family that I had trained came in, and she left a card for me and a Christmas gift. And our clients always give us the nicest gifts. And she said, Brandy, we love you and we believe in what you do, and you've helped change our family. So just know that anything we ever do for you comes with no strings attached. And so I waited until everybody left the gym that night. I sat down and I opened the card. It was Christmas Eve, by the way. No one else was in there, and I was shutting somebody else's business down.
And when we come back, you'll find out what was in the envelope. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we broadcast from Lipscomb University, courtesy of the C12 Music City team. We'll be right back with more on I Work For Him.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sidera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sidera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your...
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she wants to thoroughly review the final version of an abortion bill passed in the state Senate yesterday. Her signature would create the nation's strictest abortion law, outlawing nearly all abortions and punishing providers with life in prison should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. Anwar Gargash, the United Arab Emirates Minister of State Foreign Affairs, says the coalition will, quote, retaliate hard over attacks on civilian targets after the Yemen rebels' drone attack on a Saudi pipeline. The comment came during speaking with journalists in Dubai today. And California fire investigators this afternoon say Pacific Gas and electric power lines caused the wildfire that killed 185,000 people last year. Or, correction, killed 85 people last year. This is SRN News.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:21 this, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The great preacher Henry Ward Beecher once said, "No man can tell whether he is rich or poor by turning to his ledger. It is the heart that makes a man rich. He is rich according to what he is, not according to what he has." It is what we feel in our hearts as to what God's will is for us. It is our hearts that will clearly help us to understand the stewardship of our possessions.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sidera Health, reinventing healthcare, a high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sidera.com. That's Sidera.com.
Welcome back to I Work From, as Martha and I broadcast from.
That's right, Jim. We are in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're right here at Lipscomb University.
And you can find them online, lipscomb.edu/business. That's the Center for Business as Mission. And this is made partner with a synergistic partnership with C12MusicCity.com. The C12 guys right here in Nashville, Tennessee, Dewey Green, Dwayne Murray, and Trent Messick. These guys have worked really hard to put together some phenomenal interviews, some people that you guys need to hear their stories of how God is working in their lives. Dewey Green, it's always fun. You guys have done such a great job this week of putting together interviews. Just talk to me really quick. C12, what is it?
Jim, C12 is really a platform. It is a platform where business owners who are fierce about running their business, who have an equal desire to live their faith out in the workplace, get to sit shoulder to shoulder, breathe into each other's life, learn from each other, move forward, living out their faith in the workplace.
All right. So you've chosen Brandy Binkley to be here today. You are the one that arranged it. tell us, why don't you just introduce Brandy again to those people that maybe just tuning in at the bottom of the half hour. Tell them who Brandy is.
Jim, Brandy Binkley joins us this afternoon. Above all else, she is my sister in Christ. More than anything else, my sister in Christ. A woman who allows Jesus to breathe in through her, pour himself out through her into everybody she touches. But she is just as fierce about the business she runs, seeking to honor God in that business.
Brandy Binkley, welcome back to I Work For Him.
Thanks for having me.
Right before the break, you were telling the story of how this one of your customers, one of the people that you were training, had approached you multiple times about helping support you jumping out on your own business. And they'd offered you money, some seed money to get started, and you had told them no. And on Christmas Eve, she gives you an envelope.
Yes, she gives me an envelope. It's Christmas Eve. I'd worked probably 14 sessions that day, closing down somebody else's gym who doesn't necessarily have a relationship with God. And I sat down and opened the envelope, and there were two checks in it for $12,500 each. So $25,000 and a note that said, "We love you, and we believe God has given you incredible gifts that you are to share with others. This comes with no strings attached. Let us know what else you need." And I just fell to my knees and I said, "Okay, Lord, like, I can't run from you anymore. It's like, you know, the story of when people, you know, God sends the boat and he sends the helicopter to rescue you from the flood. And everybody's like, no, I'm waiting on God. And I kind of felt like that's where I was. And God was going, just, okay, here's a wall. I'm the wall and you're going to run into me. So you got to listen." And so I did. And that was 6 years ago. And PhysioFit has served. Now we're on to thousands of people. I get to hear, you know, daily, weekly of how, you know, you've saved my marriage. This place that helped me feel better about myself has saved my relationship. It's helped my children. I believe Dewey shared with you earlier how much he has loved seeing his wife get well and through coming to the studio. So God's really just provided a space for us to work. It's his place. It's not mine. And I'm grateful to have had that opportunity.
Okay. But you were trained in the Navy. You were trained for physical fitness. Who taught you how to run a business?
God.
I mean, you got 25 grand to start a business up. Well, why the two checks? Did they explain why the two checks?
Well, I think that, I believe it's a tax legal thing.
Okay. So it wasn't like one for this and one for that. Okay. All right. So,
and literally they never asked me about it again. They just said, do what you believe is right.
I imagine. And you didn't go to like Puerto Rico on vacation or anything
like that.
Yeah. No. All right. So talk to us about PhysioFit. Where did this, I mean, you already knew that you had a gift to train people. You've been seeing it. You were making somebody else a lot of money doing it. What is your heart and your passion behind PhysioFit?
To lead other coaches to create impact with their people. The industry as a whole, many people don't know this, but it's really the Wild West. The fitness industry is the Wild West. No offense, Jim, but you can get trained to be a you can get certified to be a trainer tomorrow. And I know that God wants us to set a standard in the industry, and I'm going to do that with PhysioFit. So that's the reason the name is physiologically based fitness.
I'm just trying to figure out, no offense, Jim, you could be trained tomorrow to be a physical trainer.
Basically,
she said that to me. Looking at my 4-pack of Mountain Dew sitting here, and apparently I look like a guy not likely to be a physical trainer. Wow.
Basically, your gifts are in radio.
Sorry, you turn your microphone off. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, your gifts are in radio, you know, and so basically I believe that God has put us here to create impact in the lives of people we touch, which creates a butterfly effect into their families and their communities, and love them the whole way through it and help them understand that exercise is not about being ripped or looking a certain way. It's about taking care of your body and your temple. And it's the one gift. We always tell our clients this is the one gift that you've been given, that you've been trusted with more than anything else that you control. It's the only gift that God's given us that we fully control, if you think about it. And it's our responsibility to steward it well. And so that's what we want to do with PhysioFit. We have our team, you know, of trainers are all master degree exercise physiologists. They're really smart people. But most of all, they're sincere, loving people.
So talk to us about... So PhysioFit's been around for how many years now?
6 years now.
6 years. Get PhysioFit.com. your business as you play it out? How does your faith get played out in, you said you have people make comments that you're saving marriages, things like that. How does your faith play out in the day to day as you run Get PhysioFit?
I wouldn't be able to love the people like I do if it weren't for Jesus. There's no way I could share the love that I share with these people if it wasn't for God. It's just not possible. I've seen people try, and that's the big gap that's missed, you know? And so it's easy to have that conversation when people say, gosh, Brandy, why are you so happy? You know, why are you working so hard? Why are you here all the time? What gets you going? And then I get to tell them about my love for God and that I believe that it's our job to do the right thing and to take care of them and teach them how to take care of their bodies.
How have you made sure that the Lord has been at the center of everything you're doing in your business? I mean, how have you grown GetPhysioFit.com? How have you grown PhysioFit to be a kingdom company? What's enabled you to do that?
Number one, my quiet times with God every morning. I will say in the last 4 years, I remember 4 years ago, about this late fall, God calling me to just be diligent and disciplined and get up and spend time with him every single day. And then God led me to C12. I had been in a fitness business mastermind, but they don't really touch on business. It's more industry stuff and it's good. Great people. I still belong to it. But, I got introduced to Dewey, through another lady that I was on a business board with. And she said, you got to meet this guy. And her term in, C12 was short lived, I believe, but I do believe that God led her there to lead me to Dewey. Since being in C12, our business has, we've grown 41% a year.
Annually for two
straight years.
Wow.
So I do believe that, and the other reason for me wanting to join C12 was not just the business growth, but to keep me centered on Christ. To be quite honest, it doesn't matter if Christ isn't there. It's just a gym. It's just a gym with memberships. And, I don't want it to be that. I don't think that God called us for that. I think he called us to create impact in people's lives. So when you move, something happens that you don't get in any other industry. You can talk to 1,000 other business owners, Jim, and none of them can say that when people come in my walls, when they come into my brick and mortar, I am able to, through movement, open them up emotionally. People don't know that happens when they exercise, but that's the reason most people don't exercise is because it's scary. It's not physically scary. It's emotionally and spiritually scary because when you open up, you got to deal with stuff. That's when you realize something's missing. And so that's why people, I think, are primed when they come in. We get them moving and then just love the heck out of them. And I think that's a pretty easy way to share Jesus, you know, to share that love with people. It's a pretty easy way. And God's allowing me to do that through PhysioFit. Through having my relationship with C12 and having my brothers on the board, it's amazing to have that resource. And then with the military stuff too, I'm working with the military again, and I'm really excited about that. It's going to be an incredible adventure, and I do believe that God wants me sharing that love and sharing a different level of joy and understanding life and purpose than people are usually. Come into contact with.
So you get to go back to where you were before and keep doing it again?
Not to where I was before. I'll be with the Army this time, Army and Air Force for the most part. But they've asked me to be the head coach for a program called Boss Strong. And so I get to lead other coaches as we lead team of soldiers to teach them how to train and get ready for combat.
Wow. There's an effort. All right. So talk to them about the impact of C12. You've been in C12 for a couple of years now then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A year and a half.
So how has it impacted you as a business owner and leader?
It's really allowed me to see outside of the day-to-day stuff, allowed me to keep a center of focus on what we need to do. And it's great accountability. It's fantastic accountability from stewardship to leadership, taking care of our teams. I remember I said something to an employee I just hired. She's been with us now for 8 weeks. And I said something to her that I realized I probably wouldn't have said before C12, not intentionally. It wasn't top of mind. And she started crying. I said to her, she was my last, I was the last interview, of course, for her to get the job. And I said to her, are you married? What's your family situation. And she said, well, I'm engaged. And I said, okay. I said, well, I want you to know that if there's ever anything that you need time for, your marriage is number one to me. I mean, I want you to be here, but your marriage matters more to me than your job here. So if that is something that's ever that you need help around, or you guys want some premarital counseling or anything like that, please let me know. Your family matters first. And she started crying. And she said, I just have never heard that before. And I said, well, it matters, you know, to the kingdom, it matters. And she said, she came back later and said, I told my parents that my new boss loves Jesus. And my mom just started crying. But that kind of stuff, you know, I might not have thought about before. I might have gone through the motions of, do they fit our culture? Do they have the credentials? Mm-hmm. You know, yada, yada. But really, her loving God is massive impact, right? And that's what I'm supposed to fill that space with.
Mm-hmm. So you were talking about the fact that, well, we probably don't have time to ask
start up the
Okay,
question.
So I want to hear how you're helping your coaches when your clients are at their most vulnerable spot. How are they loving them to Jesus?
All right, when we come back, lots more from Brandy Binkley. I'd like you to check her out online, getphysiofit.com, getphysiofit.com. We're going to ask Dewey Green this question when you come back. Dewey Green, who would make a great C-12 chair? You'll listen to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. You can also choose to receive scheduled reminder emails with the next five neighbor homes to pray for that day. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
The ease of use and convenience has literally taken away every excuse that we could possibly come up with for why we can't engage the Lord on our neighbor's behalf.
What are we waiting on? The harvest is now.
Our prayer is that by the end of 2020, every single home in America is being prayed for by name.
It doesn't cost a thing, but it can mean everything.
BlessEveryHome.com. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as we're talking today with Brandy Binkley. This interview made possible by C12MusicCity.com. C12MusicCity.com. Dewey and Dwayne and Trent have worked really hard to get us some fantastic interviews here in Nashville, and we're so grateful. We're also grateful to Rob Touchstone from Lipscomb University, the Center for Business as Mission, Lipscomb.edu, Lipscomb.edu, or Lipscomb.edu, however you like to hear it. All right, Brandy, I want to ask you a question, and a you know, here's a question. I try to ask this of every C-12 member. As part of being a C-12 member, every month you have to give up a day out of the office to be in a C-12 group. And you got to pay to do it. So you're totally disconnected for an entire day. How hard is that? You're supposed to answer now.
It's not hard. It's my favorite day of the month. It's my absolute favorite day of the month. The night before, I get all excited. I look over the materials before we go, and I love seeing my C12 brothers in there, and I love being challenged. I love walking away and having great tools to help my staff with, and great tools to grow my company. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite day of the month.
Wow. Mm. Okay, there you go. That's fantastic. Dewey, you've worked really hard to provide a phenomenal list of guests. And before I ask Brandy the really powerful question that you want me to ask her, there's a lot of room across this country for more C12 leaders. There's a desperate need for men and women of wisdom to invest, certainly business wisdom, to invest their lives in other business people, Christ-following business people across the nation. Who would make a great C12 leader?
Jim, I said earlier, it is the greatest joy I've ever known. There are three things that I would mention quickly. One is you do need broad, diverse business background so that although I've never run an organization like Brandy's, have enough business history that I can sit down with mm-hmm. Brandy across the table and talk business with her. The second thing is you really need to have experienced a lot of life, as I'm sure Brandy's going to share in a few minutes walking with Callie. We talked yesterday in our one-on-one about navigating the life of a teenage daughter. I've been down that road. We have bruises and scars from all of that. So that life experience helps tremendously as a C12 chair. And the last thing I would say quickly is you need to have come to the end of yourself. Because in my life, it was coming to the end of myself where I found the heart of God. So, greatest joy that I would not have the full experience if I had not come to the end of myself and learned mm-hmm. to truly trust in and walk with God.
C12group.com, C12group.com. Click on the chair, becoming a chair. That was the tab. I'm not looking at it right now, but if you look up the chair position, you can find out what does it mean to be a C12 chair. There are opportunities around the country. Amazing opportunities. Okay. Brandy, do we want to make sure we talked about family? Why?
Oh, probably because I've bitten off quite a bit in the last year. I met a wonderful human 3 years ago.
A human?
A wonderful human, my husband now. he was a single dad and really just, you know, I don't know what it's like for single parents. I grew up with a single mom and she looked like she could hardly breathe most of the time. So I can only imagine how he felt. But and now I've taken on his lovely two children as my own. And I was called to do that. My selfish nature would have said no. But God kept telling me yes. Mm-hmm. You're to build a sanctuary in your home for these children. They need a safe, peaceful place to go. And so I said yes to that. And I think that's the beauty and the soul and the heart of a relationship with God is that oftentimes we all want to just know what our purpose is supposed to be. What's my purpose? And really, when you take a second to look out and go, God, what's your purpose for me? Then you hear him speak. Then you know where to plow. And without that, you can't know. It's just like tumbleweeds, you know, you just over and over and over. Just, I hear people say oftentimes they feel like they're, you know, living in a circle or like on the wheel, you know, on the
hamster wheel,
their hamster wheel. And, God called me to this and I every day, see another reason why. And it's because he wanted me to stay so deeply connected to him and to help other humans, little people, live in a house, with an example of God's love and of his forgiveness, of his unconditional mercy and grace. And I think as people, that's the hardest part for us is to be mm-hmm. unconditional with others, right? Because we're in this pursuit of holiness, but we're in a pursuit. It's not, we wake up. And we're merciful and we're grace, you know, we give grace and all that thing. Yes. It doesn't happen like
yes,
that,
Martha
right?
Martha knows that. I don't wake
we
up.
We have to work at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're running a business. You're now a mom and a stepmom, which is a step up exponentially from being a mom.
And a wife.
And a wife.
And a wife.
So on all those things all at the same time, How are you protecting your marriage, first and foremost, over being a stepmom? How are you protecting your marriage from your business? Because physical fitness, that's a night kind of thing. I mean, because people are doing classes, they're doing that stuff at night.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, fortunately, I met Matthew after I had gotten to a point where I could put someone else in control of that. But now I do have a duty to make sure that my team has appropriate time off, right? And to nourish their marriages and their families. So it's an ebb and flow, and we have really creative work schedules. But Matthew also, being a single dad for so long, he is on it. He has got it. And so my husband usually has dinner ready when I get home, has fed the kids, they're showered, they are ready to go. And so we have family time together. That's if I have a late night. And then we will try to trade off sometimes. If he has a work dinner or something, then I will pick up the slack. I was terrified. At first, I mean, I was terrified, mm-hmm. digging my heels in, like, Lord, I just don't know about this. What? You want me to do what? Love other people's kids? This is crazy. And so he said, yes, do this. And he's made it a lot easier than the schedules are a lot easier than I thought they would be. The integration of family is difficult. I remember something, and I repeated it to you yesterday, Dewey, that you said to me. He said, Brandy, before we got married, now Dewey married my husband and I, but before we got married, he said, you are choosing the most difficult path. You need to know you're choosing the most difficult path, but it's also the most rewarding. And I know that God is faithful. Mm-hmm. God is faithful. Amen. Look at my life so far. By all intents and purposes, I would have been judged to be the kid who would grow up and live in destitution with four kids and be an alcoholic. That's not far from what I came from, but that was not God's plan for me. And I know that God's plan for me is not to live in a home where kids don't feel loved and not to run a business where people don't feel loved and where clients don't feel loved. That is my job. I'm supposed to do those things. And that means I have to step up a lot and be a leader. Let's do it. Let's do it. We can make that happen. I mean, I think that's what he's called me to do in this family.
We're running out of time, but I want to ask you this question. You run a physical fitness business where you're encouraging people to really take care of the temple they've been given. Mm-hmm. Just describe one miracle you've seen God work in somebody's heart here over the years of physiofit.com. Just pick one.
Oh, one miracle. One, a lady come in, not a Christian. She trained with us for about 5 years. And no, I'm sorry. She was with us for 9 years when this happened. I trained her daughter also. It's going to choke me up again. Her daughter was 5 years younger than me at the time. And I saw these women 3 days a week, mother and daughter, for years. The short of it is the daughter came in one day. And I looked at her and I said, something's wrong with your neck. Like, I believe God allowed me to see this. And I said, mm-hmm. something's, what's going on up here in your decollete? And she said, I don't know. It feels tender. And I said, well, you go get that checked out. And she said, no. And I said, you're going to get it checked out or I'm not seeing you next week. She went to get it checked out.
That's where the military came in.
Yeah, it is. She went to get it checked out and it was cancer. She was only 30 and she had a 10 month old. And, she ended up dying 2 weeks later and leaving behind her little boy. But a year before she got pregnant, she told me, she said, Brandy, you went to that Honduras trip. You remember that Honduras trip you did? And I said, yeah. And she said, I think God wants me to go to Haiti. And that's the first time I ever heard her mention God. And I said, and she'd asked me questions and stuff. And so I said, yeah. I said, well, you should go. And so she developed her relationship with the Lord within the year before she died. Oh. And then I was able to share Jesus with her mom the week after she passed.
Oh.
That's a miracle.
Yeah.
That's a perfect way to end this story. Brandy Binkley with GetPhysioFit.com. Thanks for being an iWorkFriend.
Thanks for sharing your story.
It was such a privilege. Dewey Green, out of the chart, out of the park. Way to go. Thanks for doing this today, Dewey.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Martha.
Check out Dewey online, c12musiccity.com, c12musiccity.com. You've been listening to iWorkFriend with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of the I Work For Him radio program that originally aired October 2nd, 2018.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark Diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CA.